Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So let's start the segment with the Houston Texans and not being in the Pro Football Focus top 50. Not one player. Pro Football Focus has their top 50, and it starts with Aaron Donald. And do you agree Aaron Donald is the best football player in the NFL? Relatively speaking, for how much better he is than everybody else at his position?
I always like to lean to non-quarterback just because of all the hype they do get. So, yes, he's not the most important football player in the NFL, but he is the best.
Yes, he is at the best at what he does because he's so far ahead of everybody else at his position. They got Pat Mahomes number two, Kelce number three. Kelsey's the best tight end. Quentin Nelson is the best offensive lineman. He's next. Davante Adams is the best wide receiver.
Yes, he's not as far ahead of other wide receivers like Donald is, but you can give
him right.
That. Yeah, you can find production. We saw what Justin Jefferson did as a rookie, so you can find production almost not anywhere. But a lot of guys will put up numbers as wide receivers.
I think a lot of that, and we'll get into that too. I want to get into that. A lot of that has to do look how much better Stephon Diggs is now. Mm-hmm. And in large part because he had Josh Allen thrown to him.
Well, are we giving Kirk Cousins credit for Justin Jefferson? He normally doesn't get a lot of credit.
Well, but didn't that take away from Adam Thielen because he wasn't able to get everybody?
You have to go to one. Well, one guy eats, the other guy's going to eat less in terms of balls thrown his way, and who knows, maybe coverage just rolled Thielen's way, and teams may rectify that situation this year when they go, wait, maybe Justin Jefferson's a bigger threat.
They've got Bobby Wagner, okay, and he is, well, first of all, Khalil Mack is sixth, Brady seven, which Brady was not that good last year. You're going off reputation, you're going off the playoffs, but Brady was not a great quarterback last year. He made a lot of mistakes and had a little bit more than average here. Aaron Rodgers behind Tom Brady is kind of ridiculous. Aaron Rodgers was unbelievable.
Brady went on the run in the playoffs, and he won both head-to-heads.
Yeah.
Not that they play against each other, but
I think Bobby Wagner might be – that's a Hall of Famer. He might be one of the most underrated players in the NFL.
Is he still a top – what number do they have him at?
Eight.
Bobby Wagner. That's Seattle. I'm trying to think if there's a linebacker better than him right now. Can't really think of one.
The next linebacker doesn't come up for a while. Can't really think of one either. Fred Warner is the next one, and he's 20th. He's pretty good. But no Texan comes up on this list. In the top 50, which is, I don't know, Laremy Tunsil, maybe they don't feel, I think maybe Laremy Tunsil would have been here last offseason, this offseason, on a 4-win team. You know, he was a top five pass protector, but it did not have as good a run. There are so many, Ronnie Stanley, Teron Armstead, there are so many offensive lineman on here, and no Laremy Tunsil. I think the Texans are out of sight, out of mind. The Texans, the ESPN put out a fantasy football draft, the number one player, would you take Christian McCaffrey first overall? You're not a fantasy guy.
No. So I'm speaking with some ignorance, but is he going to be on the field?
That's a problem.
Are we going to expect him to play?
How much better will he be with Sam Darnold?
Maybe it's the other way around. How much better will Sam Darnold be with a legit weapon?
Well, but how much are you going to be a better running back with the threat of Sam Darnold throwing the football or Teddy Bridgewater throwing the football?
I got to see Sam. I know, look, I am one of the guys who says get away from Adam Gase and your career will blossom because I've seen it enough. But I need to see Sam Darnold be the guy that his talent speaks to before I say he's going to be the one helping out Christian McCaffrey. I know in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, maybe not made by that running game, but he has helped extremely well by play action and those guys run the football. Maybe it's the same in Carolina.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Oh, well, there's no question he's a huge threat.
Yeah, Baker's not the same guy just dropping back the pass. Playing off play action and allowing that run game to dictate how defenses played Cleveland helped him quite a bit last year. If I'm Sam Darnold, hope that same effect happens in Carolina. That a healthy Christian McCaffrey helps my game exponentially.
Well, how much does it help Tannehill?
Well, exactly. There's another example.
How much is Saquon Barkley back going to help Jones?
You would imagine it would. Yeah, if they can get Saquon for, I don't know, let's say he plays 15 out of 17 games, that's a big help to Daniel Jones. That dude has all the talent in the world. He's another guy. You just have to hope that injuries don't become a thing for him. Daniel Jones certainly hopes
so. They got Jonathan Taylor, the 7th overall pick in this draft. They got too many guys. They got
Naheem Hines. Marlon Mack's gone, or did he stay?
Is he gone? I think he might be gone.
Okay, so
like Hines too.
Marlon Mack is still a Colt.
He is.
Yeah, so that's another guy.
There's another guy.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot last year.
I wouldn't take him 7th overall.
It seems like the Colts will be dispensing carries amongst three guys.
And is Aaron Jones going to be as good without Aaron Rodgers? Hales no.
No, not if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play and it's Jordan Love. No,
they've got Aaron Jones, the 11th overall pick, and Devontae Adams, the 13th overall pick. If the day before the season starts or a few days before, Aaron Rodgers has not he's not shown up at camp or he's not going to be there, those guys plummet. You can't. I mean, how? Okay, so Brandon Cooks is the top Texan. They project him 74th overall, or they pick him 74th overall. All of these players. Brandon Cooks, how many catches can he looked great in the last 3 or 4 games for the Houston Texans, but he had Deshaun Watson throwing to him.
Yeah, if Tyrod or Davis Mills.
Well, Tyrod Taylor's got to throw to somebody, though, right?
Yeah, but I think we talked about this. I'm not sure if Brandon Cooks is a downfield threat, that Tyrod's going to be the best guy to take advantage of that. But, I mean, if you want to hit him on some quick stuff and let Brandon Cooks maybe do something in the quick game, that might be a different story. I don't think Brandon Cooks is going to have the same year, partly because I don't think he's going to have the same quarterback throughout the year. We know the Texans are stupid if they don't play Davis Mills. I think you're going to see multiple quarterbacks start, and I'm not sure continuity is going to be a big thing for the Texans at that position this year.
Well, they got to throw somebody. I just don't know how many touchdowns that somebody is going to score. This is a PPR league. They've got Robert Woods as the 20th wide receiver taken. I'm moving dude up the board with Matthew Stafford now.
Who will Matthew Stafford lean on? Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods? Maybe Cooper Kupp should be up there.
I don't know. I think I'm taking Robert Woods ahead of Cooper Kupp.
Well, when Cooper Kupp is healthy, isn't he their leading receiver?
Isn't that a problem though?
Well, they both catch about 90 balls a year. That's kind of been the same.
That's the thing.
Yeah, Robert Woods was at 90 last year. Cooper Kupp was at 92, almost the same amount of yards. Robert Woods did score more touchdowns, 6-2. But the year before he only scored 2. So, and Cooper Kupp had 10. So
that's when Brandon Cooks was there too, though.
Yeah,
Brandon Cooks had a nice year.
Yeah.
They have Cooper Kupp down. They don't have Cooper Kupp up there. I think their offense is going to. I can't. That's, you know who's going to benefit is Cam Akers too. He's going to benefit from it.
Yeah. And what also will help Cam Akers is that they'll, you know, actually give him carries from the start of the year as opposed to what they were doing last year where they were giving carries to Malcolm Brown and others and limiting Cam Akers' carries. He got going late. They actually started giving him the ball more later in the year.
They've got T.Y. Hilton as the last pick in this draft, and Michael Pittman's not going to be up there. Suppose, what if Carson Wentz has a nice year? If Carson Wentz has a nice, they've got Michael Pittman 105th, and they've got T.Y. Hilton 160th, but they also have Jonathan Taylor 7th overall because they feel like you're going to have to run the football with Carson Wentz.
And the Colts are built to run the ball. I mean, we can talk about the receiver. Michael Pittman's a bigger possession guy. T.Y., when he's healthy and when he's not playing the Texans, he clearly less of a threat. So we'll see what he has as he made his – as he signed – re-signed there. I think Carson Wentz would love if he could hand the ball off 25 to 30 times to those three backs. I think that dude needs a confidence boost, and if that team can run the football and give him easy throws, he'd love it.
They have Ja'Marr Chase 59th. I just saw a story where T. Higgins is going to have a huge year. Somebody on their staff said that T. Higgins is going to have a huge year.
Yeah,
I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be somebody that Joe leans on.
We're going to find out if a year off of football actually means anything.
Right.
Ja'Marr Chase will be the prime example, being the top skill position player to miss a year of football. There are a couple other first rounders who didn't play either, but he'll be the skill guy that will be on the outside that we can look at and see if a year off means much. Well, I guess we'll find out in the preseason to start. I could see T. Higgins being the dude, but Joe,
Tyler Boyd, you got
multiple guys.
You got Ja'Marr, you got him, you got Joe Mixon out of the backfield.
Some people,
they're going to be a pretty good football team.
Well, that's why some people thought they should have taken a tackle because they had other guys. What does pretty good mean for them?
Pretty good offense?
You said pretty good football team. But,
well, okay, I meant offense.
Okay.
They're going to be a pretty good offense. I'm going to say they'll be a top 15 offense in the league. Which, if you're top half.
It'd be interesting to see Zach Taylor. I have my doubts about him. He won't have any excuse as far as weapons are concerned. As long as his quarterback is upright. I don't remember. He's been the guy under the guy of good offenses, right? He's never coordinated a good offense himself, correct? What's his history?
Who's Zach?
Yeah.
Oh, they must have been. Where was he before this?
Was he with the Rams? Is that where he came from?
Well,
yeah, he was. He was an assistant with the Rams, quarterback's coach after being the assistant wide receivers coach, and then he got the Bengals job. He was a coordinator for the Dolphins in 15. They weren't good offensively. That's why Adam Gase was brought on the next year as a head coach because that offense stunk. I don't think he's ever been the guy who led a good offense. So he's a guy now in Cincinnati. So we'll see. But he has been with Sean McVay, so I guess that means you have to be
Sean
good.
McVay, then you're golden. Then your life is golden. But Lance still wants to spit in his mouth.
While he sleeps.
1015 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Anything you want to talk about. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
The Culture Map Tastemaker Awards are back, celebrating the top talent in Houston's restaurant and bar communities. Join us July 22nd at Silver Street Studios for our signature in-person tasting event and award ceremony. Come celebrate all the nominees like Restaurant of the Year, Bar of the Year, Best Neighborhood Restaurant, and more. We'll unveil the 2021 winners, and you'll sample bites and sip specialty drinks along the way. Get your VIP and general admission tickets now at culturemap.com/TM. Culturemap.com/TM. Look, I'm not one to say, hey, go out and do stuff at a party. But if you're a single person, it's not a bad place to be.
Aren't you a single person?
Yeah, but I don't like doing stuff. But for people who do like to go out and do stuff, this is a place you might want to
This is a place to do stuff.
Well, not do stuff. I mean, like, go out and have drinks and stuff. Not that other do stuff that we talk about.
Oh.
But if you go there.
Well, you don't know.
But if you go there, you might be able to do stuff later.
You might
later.
Do all the stuff.
Yeah, depending on who you meet. Not a bad place to be.
You can maybe do all the stuff.
Or simply meet someone and have a meaningful conversation.
Whatever. That's not fun. So, man, the disrespect. No. You insulted them a little bit. You got a little out of yourself. At the MVP QB rankings by SpotTrack, Mahomes, Rodgers is second. Aaron Rodgers is second in MVP ratings. Then Brady, Josh Allen, Dak, Lamar, Stafford, Herbert, Wilson. Deshaun comes in at 16th. Tyrod's not even on the list.
And you're surprised by this?
How is Tyrod not? Garoppolo and Trey Lance are both on the list. You got a Love on the list and Rodgers. You don't even. No. You don't even give a little bit. No, a little bit. Will Tyrod Taylor be the worst quarterback in the NFL this year?
No.
The answer is no.
There's a level of competency for him by him, which is actually kind of scary because competency may get you more wins than you actually really should have. And that doesn't hurt your draft status. Not that they're thinking about that, but I am for them. He's too competent to be the worst in the league.
Yeah. No, he's going to be
He'll be meh. That's what he is. That's what he is.
That's what he's going to do. So they've got they got clumped together. I mean, I think they're a little disrespectful to Russell. They got Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, Allen, Dak, Lamar, and Stafford.
Dak? Before Russell Wilson?
Dak is before Lamar, Matt Stafford, and then it comes Herbert and Wilson.
Matt Stafford?
Yeah. Well, he's got weapons now. He's in L.A. But, he's got a better coach.
But how about we pay some respect to the dude who's carrying that franchise up in Seattle?
Russell Wilson doesn't get MVP votes. He just doesn't.
Well,
they're
making a mistake.
Kyler Murray right after that. Baker right after that. Tannehill after that. Wentz and Ryan. Cousins. And then Watson. Now look at this grouping together. Cam, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, Burrow, and Tua. All at the same. All with the same rating. Do you agree that those five should be bunched together?
Who are they again? Cam?
Cam, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, Joe Burrow, and Tua.
You can take the young guys and think there'll be progress, particularly if Burrow can stay healthy and Tua now has weapons. I don't see any way Cam should be anywhere near them. The likelihood of what is Cam Newton going to produce?
Well, he's got more weapons now.
Kendrick Bourne? And the two tight ends they paid a lot of money to?
Aguilar.
Okay, Nelson Aguilar. No, not Cam. Cam needed to have all pros to be in the conversation. He's got to average wide receivers, and he's going to have to lean on the tight ends.
And then Hurts and Garoppolo are right after that. Garoppolo's going, hey, I was in a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Stay on the field, Garoppolo.
You're putting me with Hurts?
Stay on the field.
And Roethlisberger's under that. Roethlisberger, Jones, Locke, Love, Darnold, and Lawrence are all grouped together.
I don't particularly get the clear disrespect for Roethlisberger. I know the last part of the year was bad, and I guess if you think that's what he's going to be, I understand. But the Steelers were pretty good for about, 13 weeks or so before it all fell apart. And he was pretty good. And then he was terrible in the playoffs and terrible down the stretch. So, and that's much like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was terrible down the stretch and not good in the playoffs either. So are we leaning on those two quarterbacks' final four or five games of the year and saying that's what we're going to see again?
Well, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'm like, wait a minute. You got me with Drew Locke, Jordan Love, Sam Darnold. I was the number one overall pick. So was Darnold.
Was he? Was he three? And Baker was one. Weren't they in the same draft?
No, Darnold was the year before that, wasn't he?
Was he? I thought the whole thought was Darnold would go number one, then Baker shot up the charts and went number one.
Was that the same draft?
I think so. Sam Darnold was drafted in, I'll pull it up, 2018. Isn't that the same year Baker was drafted?
And Baker was one and Darnold was, Darnold was two?
Darnold was three.
Three?
Yeah, he was thought to be number one overall, then Baker that had this rise, and then the Browns took him.
I guess that was dumb.
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. He got out of Adam Gase, so he's good now. Remember?
That's what I said. That's kind of how it works. Yeah, Baker was number one overall, Darnold three. I don't even know who two was in that draft. It was another quarterback. I just don't remember who it was.
And then Goff is like, wait a minute here. You got me with Dalton?
You can't win in Detroit.
Teddy? You got me with Trey Lance and Fitz? Hey, I went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but now you're in Detroit, and no one does well there.
We were supposed to talk about the Astros in this.
Well, and then you decide to.
Well, I just pisses me off. Tyrod, it's a little Taylor disrespectful to Tyrod. Our team is. I mean, it's inconsequential. On every list,
but you disrespect this team.
I can do that. It's my family. Okay. I bought season tickets for 20 years. By the way, I got another notice from them.
Well, of course, they want you to pay up.
No, I ain't paying them $3,500 for that crap.
Oof.
Yeah. $3,500.
That's steep for that team.
You guys, stop sending me letters, okay? Because I ain't paying you. No more money, nothing.
What if they promised you they would keep sending you pizzas and stop sending letters? Would you buy tickets?
They're going to send me pizzas because of the media.
And you have do you?
Not season ticket. They don't give me crap for the season ticket.
They send Wendy
stuff for
what do
that.
They give you pizzas for? To talk positively? What's the point of giving the media pizzas?
Yeah.
That's what it's for?
To eat
really?
while we're enjoy and feel good about the club.
But
I feel good about it.
That's a poor way of spending your money. You're going to send these dudes. You got 610 as your propaganda arm.
Kale don't know where to spend it. Kale's like, I need another Lego set. He can send. Legos ain't that expensive.
And you're complaining about disrespect? What is that? What are you doing? Another Lego set.
He
doesn't play Legos. He's got video games. He does.
You sure?
You think Cal is sitting on the floor with Legos?
He's got kids. He's got young kids. Of course he's building stuff
for
them.
But they're not for him.
You made it seem like he's building stuff with his kids.
You made it seem like it's for him.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
You made it seem like it.
I said nothing of the sort.
You made it seem like the Legos were for him.
I didn't say that. I didn't. You just assumed.
No.
When you assume...
I make an ass out of you, not me. It felt like you were saying he buys Legos for himself.
Okay, don't tell me what I said.
I said it felt like.
Well, that's what it felt like to you.
I think he
likes to sit on the floor with the kids and build stuff. It's family time. I need more Lego sets.
Why do you need more? How many do you need?
Well, because when you build something really cool, a skyscraper, you got to keep it. You can't tear it down. You need more Legos now.
You think there's a... I'm
sure Cal spends a lot of hours building.
You think there are saved Lego skyscrapers in that home and they don't break it down and build something else?
Nope. Let's keep that. Now we'll build another one.
You know there are Lego sets specifically for that. Do you want to build the Eiffel Tower? And it just gives you all the pieces to build the Eiffel Tower. Do you think Cal is buying those types or like just buying the Legos?
Good ones. The good ones. So we can have fun and we can keep them. You think have a whole room of them.
You think has a Lego train set? People can't see. There's like 80 people who can see. You have to talk when you do the call.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know how
to
answer
that question.
Okay. Garrett Granato.
Taking a break. That was our Astros segment here.
You didn't even talk about them at all.
I know. I forgot. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
And it was the NBA playoffs, by the way, not the Astros.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Either one.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
We'll be right back. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. All right, Del, we're going to find out. We're going to find out how much players, college players, are making. Who is going to lead the nation in NIL or in NIL this year?
You mean as far as one individual player?
Yeah.
Who's going to make the most off most their money. Likeness? Well, considering the information we were given about one player, that guy seems like he has a lead in my head.
Will Spencer Rattler pass Derrick King?
He's in a smaller market, certainly, but it doesn't matter.
But he's on a team that's it's a fan base that's crazier.
True. But will Derrick be able to eat up Houston stuff too, considering where he has been? The number for Derrick makes me think it'll still be him, particularly if that Miami team is pretty good, which they have a possibility of being.
Well, I think a big part of it is going to be your representation, like guys like Zach and Dusty.
Yeah.
That really know, that are ahead of the game and know what they're doing.
And understand.
And get it. That's going to be huge. If you haven't seen it, Graham Mertz, he's the quarterback for Wisconsin. He's already put out a hype video of himself. Now, it's just one pass, right? Or is that just a part of the hype video?
I don't know. I know he...
He unveiled his logo.
His logo, yeah.
It's a G and an M together. Do you think that Graham Mertz is going to be... Graham Mertz is going to be...
He'll be the starting quarterback for starting out a top 10 team, I believe. Now, Graham Mertz had a great debut, and then he got COVID, so it kind of fell apart for him and that team. He didn't... After the Illinois game, he was not even close to the same player. Like
mostly because of COVID?
Or mostly because of playing Illinois.
It could have been. It could very, very well have been.
So if you look at... Now, look at Illinois.
Thank God Lovey's here now.
Makes you feel great, right? Graham Mertz was 20 for 21 for 5 touchdowns against Illinois. First ever game. Now, he had COVID, so he didn't return. And like multiple quarterbacks for Wisconsin had COVID. He didn't return until November. They beat Michigan, but not really because of him. 12 for 22 for 2 TDs. And like I said, it's very hard to duplicate what you did against Illinois, but he was nowhere near the same guy. He played in 6 more games and only threw 4 more touchdown passes after the Illinois game. So, he's the highest rated quarterback recruit Wisconsin's ever had. So I know a lot of people expect him to be good, and maybe he will be. But let's just say it was Illinois and really nothing else as far as impressive performances. So we'll see if COVID played a major part in that. I'm not surprised. I see like high school kids, they have logos because I see high school kids tweeting out. When I'm looking at different sports stuff, a story will come across where it's like, this high school kid is letting everyone know that brands can contact him starting July 1st. So all those kids know. It's not surprising. I'm sure he probably worked with Wisconsin on this or something to develop a logo.
It could well be because, there's a lot of Heisman hype that the PR department, the SID, does for kids.
Yeah.
And this may be a preemptive strike by the entire program to get some notoriety, to get some notice.
I have seen programs, particularly in Florida, Miami specifically, they have NIL, I don't know if tutoring is the right word, by seminars for their athletes. They have gotten prepared for this upcoming, when is it? When's July? July 1st in a couple of days. They have been preparing for this for months now. And I think that's part of their recruiting tactics too. So if you start to see kids in Florida or any of these states where it goes into effect July 1st with logos, it's probably because the schools and their marketing teams have worked with them on it.
Yeah. Could well be, yeah. I mean, it's
you're a little
kind of corny,
sketchy, a little sketchy,
a little well,
a little weird.
No, no,
for
no,
you.
No. I mean, the GM, his logo.
Oh, you mean Graham Mertz's logo?
Yeah, his. I mean, the whole. Oh, you got your own logo, Graham. You know, stay on the. How about you know, do more than one game, then and then get a logo. Who was it that? What quarterback gave himself the nickname for the A&M? Remember?
Thrill Hill?
Thrill, yeah. Trill.
Trill Hill?
Trill. Yeah.
Kenny Trill Hill.
Kenny Trill Hill.
Yeah.
You know what you don't do? Give yourself a nickname.
Yeah.
Give yourself a logo before you throw, you know.
Well, he got that name. Oh, you mean, well, Trill got the name after because he lit up like South Carolina.
Yeah.
Because A&M.
One game. Just got, like, kind of. It's kind of Graham Mertz-y.
Yeah.
Mertz-ish.
And he's got the, I don't know, did he have to pay the artist for the song, because if it's a branding thing, you think that if you're trying to monetize that, don't you got to pay the artist for the song you're using?
Now the artist is going to go, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're trying to get paid? You're using my music?
Yeah, it's a song we play a lot. I got five on it. That's because his number is five.
Yeah.
Now that you're using that as a branding mechanism, that you got to start paying people for stuff like that. You just can't use their song and for free. These are things that kids are going to have to learn.
That's right. You got to think about this. No, you can't just take somebody's music and say, oh, this is me.
Yeah. No, not when money is involved. So yeah. We'll see. I think Graham Mertz may need to play. Look, I don't know. Maybe I'm sure the starting quarterback for Wisconsin can get a deal. But when your career record is 4-3, I'm like, maybe wait
a logo?
On it.
You sure you're a logo?
Maybe produce an entire season first.
Yeah. Let's try to do more than one Illinois game.
Yeah.
And, you know, pick it up.
Well, Graham Mertz, I don't know what the Jim Sorgis of the world or the Brooke Bollingers of the world were like, but from what I can tell and I've heard, he's got a bit of that, I know I'm pretty good swagger about him.
Yeah.
He's not the prototypical in your head Wisconsin, Iowan type quarterback.
That can't throw.
Yeah, he's the dude who knows.
Who is the lefty? Stone Nuts or whatever.
Stone Nuts? Didn't he transfer to Florida State or something?
Yeah.
I forgot
his name. He was awful. Maybe the worst starting quarterback in the country. He was the least.
He was not good his final year. He was Alex Hornibrook. Are you talking about
him? Yeah, Hornibrook.
He was okay. Look, backed by that Wisconsin offense and system, he was fine. But obviously what you're saying is right. He was limited. And then he went to Florida State when he didn't have the same type of talent around him. He was terrible.
Awful. He was, oh, gosh. No, Graham Mertz hopefully won't be like all of those guys.
No, he's more talented than all of them. And I think he knows it, too.
You're going to start to see now. We're going to start to see. I mean... don't Georgia quarterback, USC quarterback, they got to get in on this. The thought by Dusty and Zach was that California, they don't care. They don't care
not
enough. They don't
even
care.
Even the USC quarterback,
Georgia will pay.
Well, the locals, but if USC's going on a run, they won't care about Slovis at all in LA. We saw the 30 for 30 when those guys were Leinart and
yeah, but it
Bush
took a while to get there.
That's
and
true.
This team ain't gonna be that.
They should, if they don't win the, if they should is something altogether different than what they actually will do. But they're expected, particularly with the stuff that's going down in Arizona State where guys might be getting fired pretty soon. If they don't win the Pac-12 South, get out, bye Clay Helton.
Yeah.
There's nothing standing in their way from at least, and they did it last year. Then they lost to Oregon in that pseudo title game that Oregon played in because Washington had COVID stuff, but. They should win the Pac-12 South at least in competing for the Pac-12 title. And if not, this will be likely Clay Helton's last year.
And I think we're forgetting Ohio State, who will pay.
Yeah, the starting quarterback at Ohio, or not even just a starting quarterback, a receiver. Chris Olave, I'm sure. What's the other kid's name? Who's really good? I think his name, number's five. I forgot his name. But those receivers, the starting quarterback, who I think is going to be, I forgot the kid's name. He'll be a redshirt freshman. Ohio State people will pay. The people in Columbus are crazy about Ohio State football.
Who's going to win that job? Stroud?
I think so. That seems to be the prohibitive favorite. That's who I've heard. That's the name I've heard the most.
The problem is, if you're going before the season and you want to get him, you don't even know if he's going to start. You got to have somebody. If you're going to back somebody, he might be sitting on the bench the whole year, but you signed a contract with the kid.
Yeah, CJ Stroud. Yeah, you want if you sign a deal for him to promote some, your products and he loses the job in the fall or in fall camp, what does that look, how does that look for you? And the way things go now, if the guy who beats him out is solidifies the starter, he's not going to stay there. He's going to leave. So hopefully you didn't sign him to this. Not that I think guys
there's
will.
In these contracts, yeah. If you transfer, then yeah, we're done.
The Columbus local business is not looking to pay the kid who just transferred to Illinois.
No. No. Sorry. We're not going to be able to do that. Best name, though, is Jagger LaRoe.
Is he on the Ohio State roster?
Yeah. 6'3", 225.
Jagger LaRoe.
Jagger LaRoe. He's got to start for him. His name's Jagger LaRoe.
I wish he was spelled with an X at the end. It's L-A-R-O-E.
L-A-R-O-E. All right. Well, when we come back, news of the weird coming your way. That we will do for sure right here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, I don't know if you remember yesterday, we talked about the guy who jumped off of the plane, the moving plane in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Apparently now... Well, they found him. He's Luis Antonio Victorio Dominguez of La Paz, Mexico. He broke his leg. He's facing 20 years in prison.
Yeah, aren't you messing with a federal thing?
I just didn't want to get on. I don't want to be on a plane anymore. What do you mean? I got to get 20 years in prison for just...
But he opened the door, right?
Yeah, he opened the door and jumped out. But it wasn't off the ground.
Yeah, you can't do that. Wasn't once they lock it, you're done. Unless they open it for you.
He wasn't off the ground.
Yeah, but...
I want off this ride. You can't. I'm scared.
You can't open the door yourself.
Apparently, he was under the influence of...
Oh, that's surprising.
Meth.
Oh, look.
Yeah.
Meth strikes again.
Yeah. Meth is undefeated. 9 billion straight idiotic decisions.
And you're going to get 20 years.
I think these people might be on meth. Have you heard of the Birds Aren't Real movement?
No.
Yep. It's, I don't know if it's QAnon, but it's a conspiracy, Del.
All right.
The movement says federal government has replaced all birds with surveillance drones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that bird, when did this start? Because a couple months ago, I walked out of a CVS and a surveillance drone pooped on my shoulder. So,
you don't think they can make
them? Well, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Was it a bird itself or was the government sending me a message?
Yeah.
When it pooped on my shoulder?
The government was sending you a message.
Okay.
You don't mean poop to us.
Or they're saying, we're watching you.
Yeah, watch. Okay, how's this? Birds Aren't Real movement says parrots are a conspiracy theory that birds are not real and instead are being used by the government in surveillance.
They'd be the perfect.
Right, because they talk and say stupid stuff.
And you wouldn't suspect them to be people, yeah. A thing that's watching you. So birds would be perfect for this.
Yeah. Oakland police chief, he is in charge of violence prevention, Del. Guess what happened?
He was involved in some violence?
An armed robbery. He was robbed at gunpoint.
Well, not great at his job, apparently.
Apparently, he didn't reach that person that was real close to him.
No. No.
You better be more, try to reach out to more people.
That's a common trend in these stories. What you are either advocating for or trying to keep from happening happens to you.
Yeah. Apparently there's some appropriation taking place on TikTok. And black TikTokers are striking to protest white people appropriating Megan the Stallion's dance.
Are they... Okay, let me try to pretend like I care about TikTok. Mm-hmm. Are they trying to say that white people aren't allowed to do the dance or white people aren't allowed to pretend like it isn't Megan's dance?
For all my melanated brothers and sisters of the African diaspora, we are on strike. We are not making a dance for the thought shit, shoot ship.
Oh. I had to get it.
We are just going to let them keep flailing, referring to white users. It just shows how much you need us to make a dance.
Well, that was a thing, since we're talking about this, that came up on Jimmy Kimmel's show. Now, I don't know that the particular girl would be considered a thought, but she was doing dances that were made popular by, or at least were originated by black dancers, and doing them less confidently and less entertainingly than they would. But because she had a name and the pretty face, she got to go on Jimmy Kimmel. So that became a thing a couple months ago, maybe a month ago now. I didn't know TikTok was so serious that you go on strike to keep the white people from taking your stuff.
Yeah. Well, apparently we're going on strike. We ain't producing any more so that you can steal it.
Because you white people ain't got the same skills.
No.
We'll see.
How about make up your own dances?
Well, TikTok ain't really about that. It's about crediting. I know you don't like the credit sound, but which I think what you're supposed to do is if it's another person's dance, you put like a dance credit and then you give you whatever the person you at the person.
Doing all that.
I know you wouldn't. You don't do that for sound.
No, I'll let Charlie do that.
that's not how it works. Just because it happens at some part during the day, that's not really how it works.
I just it bores me.
But you know who it is.
Their whole crediting.
Like if I play something from AT&T Sportsnet, you know it's...
I know, but everybody knows it. That was Todd Callis on the call.
Then why don't you just say that?
No, because everybody knows that. It's waste time.
Okay. Okay. Because we don't do a lot
What are they going to do?
What is the rule on that?
I don't know. I don't
care. They send a cease and desist?
Did we credit the Dan Patrick show? No. When we had the Scottie Pippen sound? No. Well, did we credit AT&T when we had Dusty Baker? No.
Well, some of that stuff is from the Astros website. I don't always play from AT&T.
All right, but whatever.
Yeah, you're not a professional.
No, I don't care about that. No, people don't care. They know. That was Todd Callis on the call. I knew it.
Look how easy is that? Why don't you just do that?
Anyway, so Whitey, stop stealing our stuff.
Yeah, or there will be no more dances on TikTok.
Yeah. A fugitive was arrested in Mexico after giving a fake name. Unfortunately, the name he gave was of another fugitive.
Oh, I thought it was like Phil McCracken or something.
No, it was here's my name.
So,
and it was another guy that police were looking for, so they brought him in.
That's bad luck.
That is. After 14 years, authorities thought they had arrested the man responsible for a drunk driving crash that killed a Polk County couple. However, it turns out it was the wrong guy, crushing blow. For 2 days, they thought they had the right guy. But unfortunately, they had another fugitive, a guy who stole the name of a guy who they were looking for 14 years.
That's real dumb criminal stuff.
You're too dumb to be a criminal. Yeah. You're too dumb. I'm sorry. I can't do that. What else do we have? How about this? A driver got stuck in wet concrete. She claims GPS led her into the construction area.
Does she know how GPS
apparently
works?
She was watching the GPS, but didn't think to stop with all of the construction signs that were blocking the road.
Yeah, because there's some apps that'll tell you traffic or even if there's a police officer nearby, because people will the public will send that information into the
Waze
app.
Will.
Yeah, Waze will let you, there's a police officer there. Slow down or whatever. But I don't know if they need to tell you, since you can actually see the construction going on, that there's construction.
I was busy with the GPS.
But
the GPS told me to go there, so.
Yeah, but the GPS... So the GPS needs to tell you to stop, too?
Well, I'm wondering about these cars that drive themselves.
How do they know if
there's, yeah.
I don't know. We got to ask that dude. What's his name again? The owner of Tesla?
Yeah, what's his name? In Ankeny, Iowa, a man, Dell, have you ever been upset when your restaurant, your fast food place, forget something?
Elon Musk is his name. I'm upset when they put stuff. They rarely forget things. They always leave things on I don't want. on a burger or a sandwich.
Well, this man went to McDonald's and he didn't get any dipping sauce.
You mean which was about 25 to 50 cents, depending on the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think the appropriate response would be for this man?
To go inside and shoot up the place?
No, he threatened to blow it up with a bomb.
Okay. For not getting your barbecue sauce?
Yeah. For not having the dipping sauce.
You think that's an overreaction?
I don't know.
Well,
don't you get pissed sometimes?
I get upset. Like I said, I get upset if I tell them no on something and they still put it on. But I've never decided, oh, yeah, I got to die, or I'm going to threaten you with death. That's never happened.
Yeah.
I have a bit of a cooler head.
To blow up your restaurant, I don't know. That might be a...
Well, maybe he considers the barbecue sauce or whatever a very important part of his meal. Couldn't he have just gone in there and just gotten some dipping sauce?
Yeah. Well, he was home already.
So he called him.
I think you have enough time to cool off. I don't know.
Look. We all like it when they put barbecue or whatever you want in the bag. I'm leaning on barbecue sauce for whatever reason. But everyone has like stuff at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have barbecue sauce at home. But if Chick-fil-A is going to give me free barbecue sauce, I'm going to take it. But I also have a bottle of barbecue sauce. I'll just use that. I don't think I'm calling up and saying, I hope you're still in that restaurant because I'm going to bomb it. Gosh. And how much jail time do you get for threatening someone with a bomb?
He's facing plenty.
Yeah.
Hey, dumbass.
It's just dipping sauce.
You know what? Go get some barbecue sauce out of the fridge and dip it in there.
Or even catch whatever it is. Yeah. Everyone has condiments at home.
Reason number 9,700 why it's better to live here than Kuwait.
Okay.
Apparently a man went on a rant about weather on TikTok about weather in Kuwait.
And
arrested.
The government arrested.
Arrested.
He wasn't even talking about the government. Yeah.
He was offensive. It was an offensive video.
Oh, did he curse or something?
I don't know.
So you, in Kuwait, you can't even
talk about He's an Egyptian national, and he will be deported.
Oh, he's not even from the country. Of course they get him out of there. You can't even talk about the weather in Kuwait. You know how often you get arrested?
Here?
Every time they ruin your golf.
Here?
Your golf. You know the rain's going to ruin golf for you all week.
Carpath only pisses me off.
I know. You'd be done in Kuwait.
Oh,
I can't survive.
I couldn't survive a day in Kuwait. I'm done. Charlie Pulido is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about we get a win tonight, Del? How about we get a win so we talk about our team?
Oh, you mean England versus Germany?
No, I'm not talking about that. We got that. We got NBA playoffs. We got Bucks and Hawks.
And
we got Astros and Orioles. The biggest game in America.
If the Astros lose tonight, I don't want to see you tomorrow.
No, I'm gonna be really pissed. Out.
Yeah, let's really win a game. Get some hits.
Urquidy.
Actually, not just get some hits.
Urquidy's going to win this one.
Get some hits when guys are in scoring position.
Urquidy throws a fastball, so they won't be able to hit him.
Yeah, he's not throwing that junk up there that Grinke does.
No. So we'll talk to you about it tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.